Jill asked me to talk about like my experience here and why we come. And so I offer this and hope it's of benefit to you. So here's my little story. Sorry. I'm very grateful for my life and my daughter. And 6 years ago, my daughter and I came to Kadampa. She was three. And it was the only hour I had to myself back then. I remembered walking in and immediately feeling a warm, good place, a safe place to be. And listening to Geshe-la tell stories, he spoke with kindness, humility, and of course, laughter about our precious human lives that we must tend to, for we have the privilege and basic goodness of being. In that moment, I knew I had found something rare, a place of refuge. Some days I would sit in the back of the room and just cry and let go of everything I had to hold in. It was so wonderful to hear such honesty and compassion about human suffering. Page turn. 6 years ago, my days were not easy, but I had made a choice to be happy, and Kadampa was part of that choice. Even in the middle of hard circumstances, I savored and amplified every happiness I could. Then suddenly, the bottom fell out of our lives. I didn't know how we were going to make it. But then we went to our first Dharma, family Dharma camp, and I watched my daughter laugh, and I felt embraced by our community. And I got a glimpse of hope. Here, together, we have found peace and kindness. But most of all, I can look around this room, and I'm going to cry. And so many of you have profoundly shown up for us. When the floor fell from under us, I wasn't sure how to move forward. Your kindness nourished us and sustained us. And the truth is, I was so moved by each and every one of you for the presence and intention, the intention to simply love. We would not be so blessed had it not been for all of you.
So sorry.
What I have learned here is the importance of giving of oneself. Because so many freely gave to us, I must pay it forward. It is a selfish generosity. I love Kadampa and all the highly satisfying conversations I've shared with all of you. The comfort of each other is all we have, really. It's what gets us through samsara. I have learned how essential service is. We must serve one another. So I appeal to you to give to Kadampa however you feel led. It is in the giving that I have found meaning in my life. The I that is to be valued is the one I cultivate to benefit others. And lastly, I believe we are a rare center. Last night at the holiday party, everyone laughed. Children had a singing conga line going and played ping pong on the floor. This is a place of joy. We cherish all ages and all people here. My daughter says she likes to come because she can play with the kids, and the kids here are nicer. This is a precious space that our children enjoy because each of us gives here at Kadampa. The impact ripples forward into our children's lives. My daughter and I no longer are bound by the past hurts. We have transcended those injuries. We are not the suffering we endure. Samsara is merely a condition we must learn to befriend in order to meet our true nature. So I thank you for listening, and I sincerely hope that you give so that Kadampa and the benefits of Buddhist teachings continue to thrive.